valor y la dignidad propia de cada persona. The inherent worth and dignity of every person. It seems strange to see how often this principle is ignored and violated, especially recently. Children and babies being ripped from their parents' arms, immigrants dying of thirst in the desert, and veterans being forced to leave their country after risking their lives for our nation. These are direct violations of the seven principles that we live by. We were able to witness some of these adversities as a group, which not only strengthened our friendships, but also gave us perspective in which to grow from. It was incredible how well-timed our trip was. Although we had been learning about immigration justice throughout the year, we had no idea how much would happen before we left. With the mounting pressure within our own country and along the border, we couldn't have gone at a better time. Just by coincidence, we were able to participate in a protest that was being held in San Diego, revolving around recent developments and policy regarding immigration. During our planning, we had no idea how relevant our trip would be to the current national policy. La justicia, equidad y compasión en las relaciones humanas. Justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. Before I went on this trip to San Diego and Tijuana, I found myself disconnecting from the events happening within the world. I still felt emotionally impacted by them, by these events happening within our world, and especially our country, but I was able to disconnect. This old perception now seems insignificant. I'm now able to put faces on numbers. Now when I hear an argument I don't necessarily support, I can add my own opinion that's supported by my experiences. Just recently, I found myself in a conversation with someone whose beliefs were just about the opposite of mine. It just showed me how important it is to know how to communicate with someone whose beliefs don't align with yours. It's difficult not to feel angry or bitter when you hear someone saying things that aren't supported by facts or even necessarily reality. La meta de una comunidad mundial con paz, libertad y justicia para todos. The goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. Our nation is built off of immigration. Immigrants who came from around the world to find, ideally, peace, compassion, and equity. One of our first days, we visited a place called Little Haiti. Little Haiti is a community built by refugees who were trying to immigrate to the U.S. They were doing this because of an earthquake in 2010 that obliterated their homes. We promised them a safe haven within the U.S., but denied them access as they arrived at the border. They are now stuck in Mexico, not knowing what's going to happen next, and living in extreme poverty. I came away from Little Haiti with mixed feelings. As we visited, I felt as if we were spectating. I was looking in on their lives, but not truly experiencing their hardships. I felt strange to go there and feel like a tourist, but also have good intentions in trying to learn. It's definitely a hard balance to find. I think although I was uncomfortable, that was part of my experience. I learned that it's good to challenge yourself and put yourself out of your comfort zone. Una búsqueda libre y responsable por la verdad y el sentido. A free and responsible search for truth and meaning. This trip gave me a chance to search for truth and meaning for myself. Being able to create a point of view based off of your own experiences is very important. I had a lot of anxieties about going on this trip. Traveling with people outside my family, living in close spaces with other people, and just anxieties about the content of the trip. I was surprised how much I loved this, how much I learned, and how much I was able to create my own experiences. Because of my initial anxieties, I'm even more grateful to have experienced this, especially with this senior youth group. The theme of the month is very fitting. Our whole trip was about witnessing, seeing what was happening for ourselves, and watching how people's lives were affected by immigration and deportation. It can be frustrating to be so young and feel so powerless within our world. To see all the things that are happening, especially with elections, and feel like you can't do anything. At first, I was hesitant to go, but now looking back, I feel incredibly grateful for this perspective I've gained. This trip will always hold a place in my heart. Its memories will always stick in my head and continue to lend me support and discussion for years to come.